The 71st episode of the Hondo Handy Podcast is brought to you by Atlantic General Hospital. AGH has been providing quality health care to the residents of Worcester County, Wicomico County, Somerset County in Maryland, and in Delaware, Sussex County, since May of 1993. Atlantic General Health System is a network of more than 40 primary care providers and specialists care for the residents and visitors throughout the region. For more information about Atlantic General Hospital, visit atlantagenerals.org. My guest today is Bob Yakubik at Atlantic General Hospital. How are you doing today, Bob?
I'm doing great. Feel blessed. Thanks for asking, Hondo.
Thank you for being on. It's fantastic to have you. I've known you for a long while, so thank you very much for taking a little bit of your time.
I'm certainly honored to be on your podcast, and glad that you're up to over 70 podcasts. That's pretty amazing, Hondo. You're doing an outstanding job.
Thank you very much. And, you know, one of the things that my podcast does is share the journey of sports and recreation people when they were young and tell, you know, just see where it led to them as far as today is concerned. So, Bob, let me give my listeners a little bit about you before we get started. Bob knows firsthand the benefit of organized sports and recreation. He participated in sports and youth programs during his formative years, playing baseball, basketball, and later became an official for Calvert County and at the Ocean City Recreation and Parks Department. Bob is an Air Force veteran, where he participated in recreation programs and leagues during his 4 years of service. He later became an assistant JV baseball coach at Steve Decatur High School. Currently, he is the director of quality care at Atlantic General Hospital and has been with the organization since it's opened in 1993. Bob enjoys running and goes to the OC CrossFit in Ocean Pines for occasional workouts. Congratulations, Bob, on an impressive career so far.
Thanks, Hondo.
Bob, tell my listeners a little bit about your upbringing, maybe where you grew up, and if you were involved in any recreation or sports before high school.
Yeah, well, Hondo, I grew up in the Annapolis area in a little town called Davidsonville. Some of your listeners may be familiar with that area. Beautiful.
Yes.
I played baseball and basketball in what they call travel league today. And in my younger years, I had a lot of success, even made an all-star team. And as I went on to play all the way up through Babe Ruth League, and got in with the older kids, it became apparent to me that my dream to become a professional baseball player was kind of not going to happen because there was a mismatch between my talent and the expectations. So
I certainly understand that.
Also played basketball. That's one of my favorite sports. I play it to this day. Just a great, fun game.
Yes, it is. Bob, what high school did you attend?
So I actually attended three high schools, Hondo. South River was built at the time that I was going to started high school. And we actually attended Southern High School until South River was built. And then when South River was completed, my parents decided to move to Calvert County. So I went from Southern High School, moved 25 miles south, and graduated from Northern High School in Calvert County. So it was quite a journey through high school.
Yes, it sounds like it. When you were young, was there one person that encouraged you or two people to play sports?
Yeah, my parents encouraged my brother and myself, my brother Alan and I, to play sports. And my brother, he grew up and played baseball as well, although later he became more of a musician. He plays several instruments, and he really excels at the guitar. So that was kind of his outlet. And for me, it was always baseball, basketball. And a real influence for me was Roberto Clemente. And I know we've talked about this off air. He kind of destroyed the Orioles in 1971. And I apologize for that to your listeners who are Orioles fans.
Yes. But
Roberto was quite the player. He played right field for the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1955 to 1972, and he became a Hall of Famer and even better known as a humanitarian and somebody that brought down race barriers for the Latino population in Major League Sports. One of the worst days of my life, Hondo, was waking up as a child and realizing that Roberto had died in a plane crash the night before, taking humanitarian supplies to Nicaragua. And to this day, it still chokes me up. Thanks for asking.
That was such a sad day. I remember that clear as day. And what a great player.
He's certainly missed, yep.
After high school, you decided to join the military. What branch did you join?
So I joined the Air Force. Spent 4 years there, and most of my time was spent at Langley Air Force Base in Hampton Roads. I joined the Air Force to see the world, and my first set of orders were actually to England, to Lakenheath Air Force Base in England. And 10 days before I was about to leave, those orders were redlined, and I was sent to Langley Air Force Base about 150 miles from where I grew up. So wow. Probably didn't see the world too much. Yeah.
Wow. Well, while you were in the Air Force, were you involved in any recreation or sports programs?
Yeah, so the Air Force had quite a few intramural leagues and surprisingly quite a bit of talent that we were able to play against in different leagues. I played basketball there also. And it was just a really good environment for sports and competitive nature, and it really fostered teamwork with your colleagues and mates. So really good experience there in the Air Force from a sports perspective.
So you were there in the Air Force for 4 years, and then you came back home?
Yeah, so I spent 4 years in the Air Force, and I was a medical service specialist.
Okay.
And essentially what that is, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a registered nurse, and most of the registered nurses that I work with say, when you ask them, they always wanted to be a nurse when they were growing up. I, on the other hand, never wanted to be a nurse. I didn't even know I could be. And that's something that the Air Force pointed me in that direction, and something that I'm grateful for to this day. Nursing profession, it gives you many opportunities. And when we talk more about Atlantic General Hospital, I can tell you a lot of the opportunities that I had in my career, that I've had over my career. So that's kind of how the Air Force got me into a career in the medical field.
So did you say when you left the Air Force, your first job from the Air Force was Atlanta General Hospital?
No, Hondo, I actually went to college up in Rhode Island, in Providence, Rhode Island. And after I graduated, I worked at the Merriam Hospital, which is a teaching hospital for Brown University. Oh. I worked for a couple of years. And then I came back home and worked at Anne Arundel, the old Anne Arundel, in the historic part of Annapolis, and then at Doctors Hospital in Lanham. And after a couple of years there, I really wanted to get to a more peaceful area. My wife and I, Patty, who Patty's also a nurse at Atlantic General Hospital, we moved from the Annapolis area, living in Bowie at the time, to Berlin, and we've never looked back. It's been just a great move, an outstanding area to live in, and the hospital. I couldn't be prouder of a hospital and a group of people than I am of Atlantic General Hospital. So just great, great all-around experience.
Well, we're certainly glad you settled it here in the Berlin Ocean City area. And you're right, Atlanta General Hospital is a perfect place for you. And the community of Berlin and Ocean City is a fantastic place to continue your life. Bob, when did you get into officiating?
So when I was over in Calvert County after I had come back from Rhode Island. I had talked to a couple of people in the area about athletics and youth sports, and did some coaching on and off. And then it became apparent to me when I was doing the coaching that they needed help with referees, probably even more than they did with coaching. So I volunteered for that. And again, that was a great experience. I worked for you later on, and just a really great experience with the kids. Sometimes the parents can be a little overbearing, but the kids really get a great, a big kick out of it, and they have a great time. So it's a great experience.
Well, I'm certainly glad you walked in that door. I can't remember how we connected, but I'm certainly glad you came down and officiated there at Ocean City Recreation Department for a number of years.
A lot of fun. You were a great boss, Hondo.
Thank you very much. So what was your first job at Atlanta General Hospital? What were you doing after coming down here?
So I worked in what they called the special care unit, which is the equivalent of the intensive care unit. And came to find out I was the first nurse actually hired in that unit. And we've come a long way over this. When we first opened that intensive care unit, people are very familiar with ventilators now. And at that point, the first 2 years that we were open, we didn't take patients on ventilators. We actually shipped them to PRMC, which is now Title. And we've come a long way. We take very sick patients now, patients on ventilators. And it's a whole different situation from when we opened in 1993 from a critical care perspective.
That's interesting. You were the first nurse hired in that area?
In that area. We had about seven or eight of us. And one day they were all talking about who had the most longevity and everything. And I had no idea. And they went and looked it up, and they found out that I was the first one hired. It was probably a day or two difference, but it was kind of just a funny story.
Oh, man, that's a bit of history.
Yeah.
So from that position, you moved on. I mean, you're not in the same position now.
Yeah, so that's what I was talking about, the versatility of nursing. When I talk to young adults, male or female, I encourage them to look into nursing because there are so many different opportunities. I worked in the ICU. I worked also in the emergency room. I worked as a patient care supervisor, worked in the information services department, also worked in risk management, and now in quality. So just, you'd never get bored. There's never a dull moment in nursing if you want to reach out and do something different. So lots of things going on there, Honda.
Now, as a director of quality, what are your duties?
So as director of quality, a lot of my duties are around regulation. One of the things that I'm proud of at Atlanta General Hospital is we're Joint Commission certified. And that means we practice to very high standards for patient safety. And so every 3 years we have a hospital survey, and every 2 years we have a laboratory survey, which means they send a group of inspectors in to make sure that we're up to the standards of the Joint Commission, which is required for Medicare reimbursement and that type of thing. So I'm always with them. I do the work to make sure that we're meeting those standards. And I say that I do the work, but it's really our leadership team. We have an outstanding leadership team that does the work, and I help them and support them in any way I can. So that is one of my primary functions. I also work with the doctors and the providers to make sure that their quality needs are met, work with their medical staff quality committee. And so it's a job that touches just about, quality touches everything in the hospital and the organization. And it's a really exciting job, and I enjoy it.
And a very important job, touching all aspects of the hospital, just about.
Yeah.
You're the oldest there, or been there long. How many years have you been there for serving with the AGH?
I think there's about 20 of us that have been there since the beginning, and that's a testament. We have quite a bit of longevity in the hospital just because it's a great place to work. And I've been there for 20 years since we opened. My wife has also been there since we opened 28 years. So I can't say that I've been there the longest, but I can say that as a team, my wife and I have been there 56 years. So Patty and I probably are the longest wife-husband combination at the hospital.
Wow. AGH has done so much for the community, and it's truly a blessing to have them in our area. Our community is so glad to have the facility here, especially during COVID. How did that affect your job?
Well, how that affected my job is that we now have to submit data to the government and the state 7 days a week. There's quite a bit of data that we give them so that you get those numbers. You hear about how many people were tested, how many people were vaccinated, and that we kind of generate and push those numbers out on a daily basis, every day, 365 days a year. And as long as we're talking about this, we're doing very well with vaccines, but one of the things that I want to get out there is it's very important to get vaccinated. Worcester County still has opportunities. I am vaccinated. My wife's vaccinated. A good portion of the hospital is vaccinated. And we really think that it's an important message to get out to the community. I've been vaccinated almost a year ago. I've had no ill effects to the vaccine. And I've also not had COVID. So I think it's an important thing, an important message that we have to get out to the community.
Very important.
Yeah.
Very important.
Have you got your vaccine, Hondo?
Regina and I both have had our vaccine, yes.
Outstanding. Glad to
hear. I want to go back to something that you became a JV assistant baseball coach at one time.
That's right. I had somebody reach out to me, one of the parents of kids on the team, and she said they needed an assistant coach on the JV. And so I went over to talk to Lou. Lou was the principal at that point.
Okay.
And he gave me a pretty stern interview. And I guess I passed it because he let me be the assistant coach, and that only went on for about a year, but it was just an awesome experience. We won the Bayside. JV doesn't have playoffs, but we went 18-3. We had a coach by the name of Tito. He had coached in the Mexican minor leagues.
Yeah, Tito, I remember him.
Yeah. So. I was kind of a liaison with the kids. Sometimes they couldn't understand him real well, but I can tell you, Tito knew his baseball, and I learned a lot from him. The kids learned a lot from him, and I learned a lot from the kids. So, you know, a win-win all the way around. Great experience. I was so glad that Lou let me participate at Stephen Decatur. And then after that, I went on to pursue my master's degree, and I really didn't have a lot of time to put in those 3-hour-a-day practices in the afternoon. So kind of backed out of that. But again, just a really great experience.
So you did finally get your master's degree?
Yeah, I got a master's degree in healthcare administration at Wilmington University up in Georgetown.
Okay, great. Bob, tell me how coaching or officiating or sports in general has affected your life.
Yeah, I think sports has helped with, teamwork, how to work with individuals on a an individual basis in when you're in a competitive situation, and a lot of that transfers over to the job and the leadership responsibilities I have today. It's helped me there, and it's also just helps me step back and realize how grateful I am for everything that I have, all the things that I've been able to do, and the people that I've been blessed to be around, because you really can't do the things you do without the support of others. And I can just say that, you know, the sports part of it, the competition, the interaction with the players, the coaches, the referees, has just been a positive experience and has contributed to my success in life.
Fantastic answer there, Bob. But what would you tell a youngster about following their dreams?
Well, I think when you say that, following your dreams, I think you can follow them to a point. And, you know, you may have a dream to be a professional athlete, but there's only a small percentage of people that actually become professional athletes. And I'm sure you've seen this in your position over the years, Hondo.
Yes.
Yeah. And my thought is that oftentimes dreams are good and they may lead you to what you were meant to do. Sometimes it isn't always what you want to do. It's what you're meant to do. And so my advice would be follow your dreams until you find out what you really should be doing.
Excellent. Just like setting goals. Sometimes, your first goal may not fit. That's why you got to not give up and pick another goal.
Exactly.
But what role do you think sportsmanship plays in youth sports?
I think that sportsmanship is probably one of the best things that a young athlete can learn. It helps them with integrity. It helps them to do the things that you need to do, even when nobody's watching. When you do those things and when you participate in sports, realize that it's competitive, but also there's life lessons to be learned, and good sportsmanship is just an important attribute.
Bob, again, I want to thank you for officiating during my youth basketball years down in Ocean City. You did a great job, and our department will always be appreciative of that. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just really enjoyed being on your podcast and wish you the best of luck and keep doing a great job on this podcast. That's what I got to say. Thanks.
Well, on that note, Bob, I think we'll bring our podcast to an end. The 71st episode of the Hondo Handy Podcast has been brought to you by Atlanta General Hospital. AGH has been providing quality health care to the residents of Worcester, Wicomico, Somerset counties in Maryland, and Sussex County in Delaware since 1993. The Atlanta General Health System is a network of more than 40 primary care providers and specialists cares for the residents and the visitors throughout the region. For more information about Atlanta General Hospital, visit atlantagenerals.org. My guest today has been Bobby Kubik, Director of Quality at Atlanta General Hospital. Remember, Bob, if you think you can, you can. Thank you. Stay safe and keep smiling.